In this current economy, can you afford to leave your job if it gets too toxic? I remember when I was in school, teachers used to tell me I could be anything that I want to be when I grew up. And now that I'm grown and I look around, many people are working jobs that they have to work and not the ones they dreamed about as a kid. In recent news, it looks like Miss USA's resignation letter accuses the organization of toxic work culture. So this raises the question, are you who you want to be, or are you only what you have to be? We're going to talk about your identity, your work environment, and a little bit more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, it came to my attention that the Miss USA, who gave up her crown and title this week, accused the pageant's CEO of failing to take an incident of sexual harassment seriously and creating a toxic work environment. According to a copy of her resignation letter obtained Thursday by NBC News, and in quotes, there is a toxic work environment within the Miss USA organization that is at best poor management, and at worst is bullying and harassment, wrote Voigt. And I hope I'm saying that name correctly. This started soon after winning the title of Miss USA 2023, and it looks like she's not alone because 2 days later, Miss Teen USA, who's only 17, announced that she is also stepping down in the statement that said her personal values no longer aligned with the direction of the organization. So brothers and sisters, how do you feel about this situation? These are teens. These are people who are minors, and they're making the conscious decision that my personal values do not align with the organization. Therefore, I cannot continue to take money from you. Such a mature thing to do. I wish more adults would take on this mentality. If my values don't match, I don't deserve the money. Well, I don't even want your money. And I have to applaud these young ladies because too many times we're blinded by money, status, and respect that we are not willing to respect ourselves. And I understand we have to be in some of those situations because we have to provide for our family and we have to suffer this toxic environment, even if it's temporarily, but we don't have to forever if we trust in God. And the reason I say that is because if you're in a toxic culture, obviously we want to support our families, but are you proactively creating a plan for you to leave and get into a better situation? If not, then I feel that you aren't serious about the toxic environment and you're just afraid of the unknown and you don't have the faith in God that He is going to provide for you. There's a saying that people rarely change until the pain of staying the same is greater than the change itself. I know the unknown could be scary. It is one of the biggest fears that we have as human beings. But we have to fear not. God calls us not to fear. And it looks like this is all coming from Miss USA CEO and President Layla Rose, who was described as being often cold and unnecessarily aggressive in her statements. Voigt also includes that, I have heard that comments have ranged from her describing me as difficult to work with for various untrue reasons to weaponizing my mental health struggles brought on by my experiences as Miss USA 2023, calling me mentally ill in a derogatory way to expressing that she hoped I would get hit in the face by a baseball at the event where I would throw out the first pitch at a baseball game, Voigt wrote in her letter. She goes on to say that she had been diagnosed with anxiety and has been taking medication. She recently had flare-ups because of these type of situations, and she had raised concerns over her safety in traveling alone so much that she began to travel with Miss USA in March and April. She even describes a situation where she was at an event and was left alone with a man in the car who made several inappropriate statements to her about his desire to enter into a relationship with her. And when those statements were brought to the attention of the CEO, she didn't say, we need to address this predator. She simply stated, we cannot prevent people saying things to you at public appearances. It is unfortunately part of the role you're in as a public figure. Brothers and sisters, you are not bound by the rules of this world. I know people have contracts. I know people have things they have to get done, but you are in control of yourself. Don't allow these toxic people to influence you to change who you are and what you're all about. I want you to have faith in God. It is sad that this girl has to go through this work environment at such a young age. She's going to be traumatized. She's going to have PTSD from some of these situations. and my prayers go out to her and her family, but I hope that you take some time today to reflect on your own current work situation. How is that affecting you personally? How is that affecting your family? How is that affecting your job performance and who you are as an individual? Remember, you're not your job. You are you, and you are a child of God. And whatever title, respect, or money that you're going to get is not worth your integrity. It is not worth your identity. And it's really important that you double down on who you are and stay true and strong in your values, because that's what Christ would have wanted. When Christ was facing death, he didn't turn away. When Moses was pushed out of Egypt and facing the Pharaoh, he didn't turn away. These people had very, very toxic work environments, but they stood tall. They stood the test of time, and we read about them today because they believed in God. So if you're stuck in a toxic work environment, please prepare your plan to leave. Just don't leave on a whim and leave your family in turmoil. Plan out your finances and make sure that it is financially sound for you to move forward. Talk about your income. Talk about your debt. Go into job searching. Make sure your transition is smooth and that it doesn't disrupt your family. And that's going to help you ease the anxiety, knowing you're closer to your goal and closer to leaving that environment. And if you like this episode, be sure to check out Working to Death on Wall Street, a 35-year-old junior Bank of America associate passing ignites working hour concerns, which is episode number 255. In this episode, we draw attention to the recent tragic death of a 35-year-old junior banker from Bank of America and a U.S. Army veteran. I emphasize the importance of maintaining a healthy work-life balance and prioritizing one's well-being over career ambitions. Reports are not saying that the cause of death is his workload, but the recent passing does ignite anger around the working hours of 100 or more per week. Talk about a toxic work environment. Well, if you're not subscribed to our podcast and you learned something today, I want you to subscribe. Please rate the show and comment. It really helps other people find the show and also helps you find more episodes as we release. And if you need help planning your financial plan for your potential work escape, you can schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.